In the Bible, Jesus called 12 disciples and commissioned them to build the church after he ascended into heaven. But what were Jesus' disciples really like? As we read Scripture, we tend to think of them as men of great influence. Surely Jesus chose them because of their merit, and following him developed them into spiritually mature leaders. But this may not be the case. These 12 were not the best and brightest of society. As young men, they probably failed out of tabernacle school. Some followed Jesus for less than spiritual reasons, perhaps to accomplish a political agenda by allying themselves with someone powerful. Others may have responded to Jesus' call for emotional reasons. We read in the Bible more than one occasion when Jesus rebuked his disciples for their lack of faith. And in the end, it was one of these men who betrayed Jesus to his death. If you were starting a church, and these 12 young men were available to help, you would probably not place them in key leadership positions. But Jesus did, and he empowered them to do more than they could have imagined. Jesus modeled several important leadership lessons as he developed the 12 apostles into church leaders. This lesson will equip you to put these principles into practice with the teenagers who are part of your youth ministry. We will explore how youth can serve alongside adult mentors using their unique gifts and abilities. We will also examine the role Scripture and prayer play in the spiritual formation of teens into servant-hearted leaders. Remember, the words we use matter. Jesus led differently from how people expected him to. He didn't aspire for power, but instead made himself a servant who washed the feet of his own disciples. Teens may be drawn to leadership positions because it's an opportunity to be in charge. To help avoid that, it can be a good idea to use the terms ministry team or serving team instead of leadership team. Emphasize to your youth that leadership is a calling to serve others as Jesus did. Servant leadership is not something youth will see modeled in the world around them. Humbling yourself to meet the needs of others is seen as the opposite of powerful. But as Jesus demonstrated, it is the greatest way to lead and influence others. It is important that you model servant leadership in your own life. Students will look to you to set the example, in your actions even more than in your words. Empower students to lead and serve with humility, for they are the next generation of leaders in your church, community, and world.